So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
The side of my house.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The man himself, Rick Hahn, the White Sox Vice President and General Manager. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Doing well, guys. We knew that we need to get that critical mass of prospects because, you know, quite frankly, not all of them obviously are going to pan out. There's certainly some cruelties ahead for us in store from the baseball gods in terms of injury or underperformance or the unexpected. So the first phase is just getting enough together that it was really going to be able to potentially withstand that and create enough impact guys for Chicago. Now, that sort of came together a little more quickly than we anticipated. There's still going to be important player acquisitions via the draft this summer or potential trades, but the bulk of that has already happened from a prospect standpoint. The second phase, you know, development phase, is perhaps the one that you've heard me say repeatedly is going to require the most patience.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Since 3-10-18.
One of the most legendary teams now partners with 670 The Score, the new official play-by-play home for Bulls basketball on the radio.
Levine, top side, three ball.
Yeah! Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
WSER and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. 4 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Nothing is better than rooting for your team in person as they push to the playoffs. Catch the Wolves at the Allstate Arena, where they have won 14 of their last 15 games, and tickets start at only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Blackhawks were busy on this trade deadline day. First, they dealt Ryan Hartman and a fifth-round pick to Nashville for first and fourth-rounders and a minor leaguer. Then, they traded Tommy Wingles to Boston for a conditional fourth or fifth round pick. Patrick Kane says he still has faith in Stan Bowman to turn this thing around.
When you look at what he's put together as a team, I mean, it looked like we came out of the gates pretty high. It looked like we had everything we needed, and just kind of faded after that.
Other big names moving today. Paul Stastny goes from St. Louis to Winnipeg for a first-round pick. Evander Kane goes from Buffalo to San Jose for first and fourth-rounders. And Tomas Tatar goes from Detroit to Vegas for first, second, and third-rounders. Exhibition baseball, bottom half of the sixth inning, Seattle leading the Cubs 4-2. Tyler Chatwood started for the Cubs, one scoreless inning. Then Brian Dunsing gave up four runs in the second inning on four hits and a couple of walks. Top of the sixth, White Sox leading Oakland 5-1. Michael Kopech, two scoreless innings. He struck out three. Also, one of his pitches clocked at 101 miles per hour. Unfortunately, though, bad news. Jake Berger suffering a left Achilles tendon injury, left the field on a cart. There will be a medical update on his condition tomorrow. And in pro football, the Bears today released linebacker Pernell McPhee and safety Quentin Demps. Kitty Worry Free Smoke and Carbon Monoxide Alarms offer 10 years of protection and no late-night battery chirps, and they're designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kitty's Worry Free Alarms today at the Home Depot. Kitty, technology that saves lives. This scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the new radio home of the Bulls. Our next broadcast coming up this evening against Brooklyn. It starts with Steve Cashel's pregame show at 6:15. All right here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water wet.
People lined up to get their hands on the new Air Jordans.
People got their babies out here. It's cold. What if your child get ammonia for a pair of shoes?
Fire was coming everywhere. It was arcing, sparking, blowing up.
Also, in other news,
eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night.
Who else in the leprechaun say yay? Yeah!
two seven-year-olds alone on the road.
I wanted to do Hillrad stuff for my friend.
Anything to say about all this?
Roll Tide. Roll Tide,
a fan loyalty reference to the Alabama football team.
Back here live with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
And you know Weddington heard that, too.
Of course he did.
Yeah. That's the best part.
What was he doing? Getting busy for a Nets-Bulls game?
No, right now, Weddington's like, yes.
Yeah.
But, hey, Swirsk.
We'll keep our questions short for you, jackass.
Yeah, you've been supplanted by Swirsk, though. How's that got to feel?
Oh, he knew that the moment Swirsk signed up. Yeah, exactly. He cut it out. All right, so, Dan.
Yes?
I did not
know. I like turtles.
We got to get every broadcaster every time, in town to do it, right?
I didn't know you can get a DUI for something outside of a motor vehicle. I know you can get boating under the influence,
right.
Cedric Benson famously so.
Mm-hmm.
This from the USA Today Network, Associated Press, Long Beach, California. Long Beach. Authorities say a drunken man rode his horse onto a California freeway. Los Angeles.
Sounds like Match Game. Rode his horse onto a blank.
Right. Los Angeles news station, KABC-TV. Reports that the California Highway Patrol stopped the man early Saturday on State Route 91 in Long Beach. Officers administered field sobriety tests, which registered blood alcohol levels of 0.21. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
More than double the legal limit. The man was arrested and booked for riding a horse while under the influence. The white horse. Oh, he rode the white horse, ladies and gentlemen.
The white horse spokesman had no comment.
The white horse. Guerra wasn't hurt and was released to the man's mother. The California Highway Patrol offered a message to the public on Twitter. No, you may not ride your horse on the freeway, and certainly not while intoxicated. See, the freeway part I understand.
What if the horse is intoxicated?
That's the thing. Say he wasn't on the freeway. Can you ride a horse drunk? Because how do you know that someone's drunk on it, right? Unless you're fall down drunk. Like, can you have 4 or 5 beers? You don't know. The horse is doing all the moving.
Cowboys lived on whiskey. It's all they drank.
Right. So outside of being on the highway, I just wonder, because the pictures here are marvelous, by the way. The pictures have the horse, you know, doing the sobriety test along with him. Like, it's amazing what they did here. And their Twitter feed actually made a fool of this man. But, yeah. The horse is doing all the work. I mean, you're steering, of course.
No, you're doing more than that.
You're doing some of the work.
The horse doesn't know where you're going. You're doing all the work.
Dude, I've rode horses in Argentina. Back up.
Right.
The horse did all the damn work for me.
But maybe it was being led by somebody?
No, it wasn't being led. We had 4 horses out there. We were all running on the...
4 horsemen of the Argentine apocalypse.
Yeah. So, I just...
Is it harder to ride a horse in Argentina than it is here?
I don't know.
You said it like it was...
Yeah, I just wanted to drop
somehow
that
more exotic.
Because It was.
He looked like an actor from a movie called A Man Called Horse.
Tanny's on one today.
I love Chrissy Teigen.
I do too.
She's cool.
Yes.
And we've been talking about the airlines and their emotional support animals and how the policies have changed because animals are biting people and pooping on people. And they get rid of the emotional support peacock and they made the one girl flush her hamster down the toilet and all that. Well, this
was
great.
Yeah, that was a little different.
Chrissy Teigen tweeted at American Airlines as she was going through a TSA check about wanting to bring on board with her emotional support casserole.
Oh, jeez. She's got nothing to do, man.
She had a large ceramic casserole dish of scalloped potatoes. And she tweeted, "I am not kidding. Is this okay? I'll cry if they throw it away. At American Air, please help me." Teigen, an expecting mother, was determined to take these scalloped potatoes with her. So not only did the airline respond, the TSA responded as well. So we're here for you. Please send a DM our way. Let us know what we can do. And she did. And she asked the TSA, "If I don't have a carry-on, can I bring a large ceramic casserole dish of scalloped potatoes on the plane?" So she tweeted a video, and she was allowed because TSA, it's nice to be... Chrissy Teigen, I guess, when you get this kind of response.
Yeah.
And they said, "Good question. Scalloped potatoes are allowed in carry-on and checked bags. You can place them in a ceramic casserole dish We hope you enjoy. So the fact that she referred to it as an emotional support casserole
doing
is
the most.
It is what makes this.
God
but
bless.
She is pregnant. Let mm-hmm. the record show. Mm-hmm. And you don't mess with
a hungry pregnant woman
with your wife. If because that could have been an international incident if they had said no. And she said she'd cry. It could have gotten worse than that had she not been allowed. And she's on like 6-inch heels too.
Oh yeah, she's still a model. You know,
but a pregnant woman on 6-inch heels. I mean, that alone is something. But she sent out a picture of the successful transportation of her scalloped potatoes. Crisis averted.
All right. So this is not am I a bad guy, but I have a question. Iowa guard Jordan Bohannon had an opportunity to break the program's all-time record for the most consecutive free throws made in the Hawkeyes game on Sunday against Northwestern, but the sophomore guard intentionally missed to honor the previous record holder, Chris Street, who died in a car accident at age 20, 25 years ago. Bohannon tied Street's record with 34, but on attempt 35, he purposely left it short. Said, it's been in my mind for a while, he told the Des Moines Register. I knew I wanted to leave it short a little bit. I didn't want to make it too obvious. SportsCenter, of course, tweeted it out. All the national news outlets started to make this a special interest piece. Oh, you have it for us? All right, play it, Tanny.
You made 34 straight free throws. You went up to the foul line and you heard Chris in the stands. Did you miss the free throw on purpose, and how special is it to share that record?
Yeah, obviously that's not my record to have, and obviously that record deserves to stay in his name. I've heard a lot. I've been really close with this family these past couple of years, and getting to know them a lot, and just listen to his story, honestly, and it's really got me emotional these past couple of games, because I know what I wanted to do. Obviously it was a different time that I wanted to do it, but that's what is something I wanted to do, and like I said, it's been an honor to get to know his family.
That's a lot on that kid's plate. This happened. This is like 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Who's going to be mad at him for breaking the record?
And this is my question. It was 73-65, I believe, when he missed it, and it was coming down to the wire. I believe Northwestern was making a comeback. It was 73-65 with 2:15 left, so there's still a chance for Northwestern to make a run. I want to know if the score is closer or if they're behind by one, if that's still the move. And I'm asking because things like this, like Chris Street's legacy and the memory will live on.
I had no idea he had some kind of free throw record.
Well, in Iowa, you know, every campus has got their special thing, especially when someone passes away as tragically as a car accident at 20 years old. I'm sure the basketball team has passed that story down, and obviously, you know, the parents are still involved with the athletic program. But if the circumstances were different, and this is still an 8-point game with 2 minutes left. Now, maybe they're like, we're playing Northwestern, doesn't matter. They ended up winning the game 77-70. So they only scored one other bucket after the free throws. I wonder if they were down by one or if they were tied. Would people still feel the same way about this? And it's not me being a bad guy, just asking the questions when these kind of things pop up. You know, this isn't giving the ball to a special needs player in high school and him or her hitting a layup and everybody, hey, that's cool. It's a great moment for the family.
Right, it's a real moment in a real game.
Yeah, it's a game. It's a game. So I wonder if things would have been a little bit different had the circumstances been different.
An extremely rare cardinal has birders and biologists flocking to Shelby County, Alabama, as images of a yellow cardinal have circulated around social media.
A yellow cardinal?
Check this out.
All right.
Tell me that's not cool.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah, that's beautiful. Anytime I see a regular cardinal, I'm like, man.
I see them all the time. They're loud as hell. Anytime you're walking and you hear...
There's a lot in South Loop.
And you hear that...
That's a cardinal?
It's a cardinal. Look up to a high point. They're always almost, the male cardinal during mating season is almost always at the very top of a tree or the very top of a roof. For whatever reason, that's the vantage point they like. So it was always from walks to and from school when the kids were little, we'd always say, we'd hear it. We'd say, okay, who finds it first? Find the cardinal. And you always got to look up. So Auburn University biology professor Jeffrey Hill said the cardinal in the photos is an adult male in the same species as the common red cardinal, but it carries a genetic mutation that causes what would normally be brilliant red feathers to be bright yellow instead. And this is, oddly enough, canary yellow. This is bright canary yellow, no other way to describe it.
And a resident of Alabaster, Alabama, Charlie Stevenson, first noticed the unusual bird at her backyard feeder in late January and posted about it on Facebook. She's been birding for decades. It took her some time to figure out what she was seeing. She said, there's a bird I've never seen before, and then I realized it was a yellow cardinal. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't give out her address or a specific location due to fears that people would flock in to get a look at the bird, but she lives near the New Thompson High School in Alabaster. There's some video of the bird as well. So there's a professional photographer who's friends with her, saw the posting, asked if he could come and try to photograph the bird, and he was able to capture the images, and he shared it with Alabama.com. They say it's a 1 in a million mutation, but you know what it does now? Because we know, like, the Stanford teams are named after the color cardinal. They're not named after the bird. They're not the Stanford Cardinals. They're the Stanford Cardinal. This opens up. What a cool mascot to be the Yellow Cardinals. Because that you it's something.
But which school is going to change that?
I don't know, but you never see.
Hey, the Illinois Yellow Cardinals.
Illinois Yellow Cardinals.
No more Fighting Illini.
But it looks damn good. Every time you see that face, you expect it's going to be red. It's like somebody photoshopped it, but it is not photoshopped. That is the actual color of the bird. So maybe you're a little league travel team or something. It's a cool name and a really cool logo for the first team that wants it.
All right, finally for me, this from AP. What happens in Vegas really can stay in Vegas. Tourists catching a flight out of Sin City can now dump their leftover legal marijuana in metal containers set up at the airport. The 10 green bins dubbed amnesty boxes prevent federal transportation agents from finding pot on passengers during security screenings.
They make for very happy airport employees.
The moment I read this, what happens to the weed? Like, what?
Come on.
If you've got people leaving... And Vegas is a party city, you know, for the people who are visiting, for the people who live there. God bless. I don't know how you do it. But what happens to the marijuana? Says the drug is legal in Nevada, but still banned by the U.S. government. The containers were installed last week following a county ban on marijuana possession and advertising at McCarran International Airport, aiming to keep it in compliance with federal law. They are bolted to the ground and designed so marijuana and prescription drugs can only be dropped in, not taken out. The amnesty boxes are as a way to help people comply with this ordinance. Airport spokeswoman Christine Cruz said TSA agents normally hand over marijuana-related cases to local law enforcement. Las Vegas police officer Aiden Ocampo-Gomez said no citations have been issued stemming from the airport's ban on marijuana possession and advertising passed in September. The boxes are something travelers may have seen before. At least two airports in Colorado where recreational marijuana is also legal offer amnesty boxes. So ladies and gentlemen, when you go to one of these cities or states that has legalized marijuana, no longer do you have to stuff it in the middle of your Starburst pack. No longer do you have to find some other candy at the airport that looks just like it and surrounded like you got coffee grinds around a big Coke container. No. You could just drop it for someone else to enjoy. Screw that. Kidding me? If I'm out of town with a ruffian from Rockford who spent far too much money for all of us to consume.
This guy today you're doing everything
then
today.
Damn it, I want to get high all the way home and back. That's all I'm saying.
Did McCaffrey just dump that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he's talking to somebody down the line.
Oh, okay.
That would have been a real executive move if he just walked over.
Thought he walked over. It was like the end of Hunt for Red October when James Earl Jones had pushed the button.
No. But those boxes, they still don't say what happens to them.
Oh, you know what happens to them. There's a secret little compartment underneath that you undo.
It drops to the baggage lunchroom.
Right. Or it's like, you ever get the bulk lentils at the Jewel where you put the little bag underneath and you pull the lever and it fills up like it's coming out of a hopper? I think that's, you know what I think it's called? I think it's called a hopper. I'm pretty sure.
After Dennis. Says Cruz said the county aviation department plans to install 20 bins, but could add more because there's a lot of marijuana that people don't want to get caught on a plane.
Is it only
with
marijuana?
Smoke weed every day.
Like, and other prescription drugs as well.
Can you dump like blotter acid and mushrooms?
Yeah,
and
you can dump all your drugs wherever you want to, but man, it made me, like, that was the first thing I thought. What's happening to this excess weed? And is there such thing as excess weed?
The 847 says it all ends up in Wayne Newton's house.
Oh, man. Something to make sure he doesn't look in the mirror. Can he even smile anymore?
I'm wrong to use an entertainer as a dividing point. I like Wayne Newton. That makes me a schmuck? What? You said schmuck C. Wayne Newton.
Oh, Jesus. Tanny.
This segment was brought to you.
We'll do it again.
By Liberty Mutual Insurance. You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Bottom of the hour, it's on 440. Aaron Torres, we're going to talk a little college basketball with him. Sean Miller, is he done? DeAndre Ayton, why is he still playing? And we have giveaways?
Yeah, we've got a couple to Chicagoland Golf Club memberships to give away.
All right, let's do it. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. You listen to 670 The Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is it safe to say the Bulls definitely won the Jimmy Butler trade? I think it's fair to say that they won it for 2018. I don't know about moving forward.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs, where personal loans have no fees ever. Visit Marcus.com. Los Angeles Lakers guard Isaiah Thomas told ESPN's E60 he thought the Cavaliers were, quote, in panic mode when they traded him earlier this month. Pretty much, Isaiah. And they were right to be in panic mode. Panicking there was not the issue. Not panicking would have been. Of course they were tripping. You were not the player that they thought they were getting. Their chemistry was terrible, and they were one of the worst defensive teams ever, and you were a part of that problem too. Guys were quitting on each other and the season, and LeBron was furious and ready to bounce yet again. Of course they were panicking. Word of advice, I'd be renting as opposed to buying, because unfortunately right now, your greatest strength is not what you bring to the floor, but rather your expiring contract. I'm Jim Rome.
You're Paul. I'm the new sprint intern.
Sprint plus.
Intern. Yeah, clever, right? Looking at getting an amazing iPhone 8?
Yeah, because...
Now you can lease one iPhone 8, get the other one on Sprint to give your second phone to your new friend.
And you get the best price for unlimited.
And now lease one iPhone 8 and get a second one on us. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone 8, 64GB, $29.17 a month. Second iPhone 8 after $29.17 a month. Credit applied within two bills. Requires two new lines or one new and one upgrade with 18-month leases. Early termination results in full balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit and 30-day activation. Restrictions apply.
I'm Mike Muller from Muller Honda of Gurnee. I could spend a lot of time telling you we're the biggest dealer, we have the best price, and we take care of you fabulously. But that's my opinion, so why not let someone else, not named Muller, tell you what they think?
I purchased a lot of cars over the last 40 years, and my experience at Muller Honda of Gurnee was simply the best. They were extremely efficient, thorough, and quick to identify my needs. Then they wrapped up the transaction with no selling pressure whatsoever. I still can't believe how quickly we were in and out. Thank you, Muller Honda of Gurnee. I'll be back.
Thanks, Amanda. I love your story because this is the way Muller does business, helping our customers and doing things the right way. Visit us at Muller Honda of Gurnee or go online to MullerHondaofGurnee.com and you will not be disappointed.
Hey, you excited for the Winter Wind Picks? No, not that international winter sports competition. The Winter Wind Picks at Pottawatomie. This February, guess one special number and you'll win $25,000. Make your first pick all month long and play with your club card to earn more, up to three a day. Sure, skiing, sledding, and ice hockey are nice, but nothing beats cold, hard cash. Play Winter Wind Picks only at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/windpicks for more. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to play.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey,
Hey, are you just gonna stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Don Paxson.
How does forward thinking about the nature of the game that you describe inform large-scale and long-term basketball decisions, the kinds of which you're making now? Do you think that this style of play that we're seeing, do you think positionless basketball, do you think the understanding of the value of the three-pointer, is this what the game is going to be, and is this how you're constructing the Bulls, or is this just the latest evolution that's going to have another equal opposite reaction?
Well, I think for at least for the foreseeable future, this is the way the game's going to be played. You know, the type of young player that's growing up now is learning the game differently than we all did back then. It's they're learning, you know, even the big guys are learning to be ball handlers and shooters, so you're seeing a more skilled player. I think that feeds into all of this.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And that was very interesting when Mark Helfrich was hired as the offensive coordinator. He's a guy that calls plays. And obviously they've done it in Philadelphia, and that should give you a little bit of hope watching what happened in the Super Bowl, because it means that the Bears have tapped into the right system.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thinking about running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon? Team One Step has your guaranteed entry. Our team supports Camp One Step, and we run to send kids with cancer to camp. Join Team One Step and receive a guaranteed entry, coaching, training plans, and fundraising support. Run with our team and give kids with cancer a life-changing camp experience. Join now and become a hero to a kid with cancer. To sign up or to learn more, go to teamonestep.org or call 312-924-4220.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Vinny Goodwill joins us. Like, this is super, super fragile. Like, I remember writing about it last year when Derek first came back to the United Center. The day that he received his MVP from Chicago, the Cubs lost 5-1 to the Dodgers. And they were mired in like a 7-8 losing streak. All of a sudden, a few months later, they hire Theo. A year later, Derek goes down, and boom.
Yeah.
Who you thought would have won the title first on that particular day? You'd have thought the Bulls. If someone would have said, hey, one of these two teams will win a title, the Cubs or the Bulls, on that day in May of 2011, you would have said, oh, the Bulls, no doubt. Derek Rose, it's going to happen.
I thought Rose was going to get one.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
House is good to the last drop.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. It's Bernstein and Koff. That's what you're listening to right here on 670 The Score. Shout out to all the Facebook peeps and all the people watching at watch670thescore.com. Now is usually the time where those numbers start to dwindle because people are packing up their laptops and going home from the coffee shop or whatever cubicle they're stuck in for 8 or 9 hours a day. We appreciate you listening to the show, and we appreciate you watching the show on watch670thescore.com.
Hi.
How you doing? You've seen some things today, by the way. During the Bill Ripken interview, people were commenting like, I watch this because of interviews to see their reactions to certain things. And yes. During some of the Cubbies references, and Nominson said, these interviews are the reason why I love video streams. and every time we made some kind of gesture or something like that, Nathan was checking us out. So we appreciate everybody. Any way that you consume the show, our podcast listeners, I know a lot of you guys and girls are out there. We thank you for listening to the show whenever you listen to it. Just don't tweet me.
I saw a
note.
Don't
tweet me at 9 p.m. Yeah. Talking about something I said at 2 p.m.
I saw a note that Zaza Pachulia is not going to be fined.
I think he should be suspended.
And Russell Westbrook talked about when Zaza Pachulia, for no apparent reason.
None.
decided to fall on top of Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook fell down.
Nick Young takes him down. They both fall down together. NBA players fall for a living. They know how to fall, except for Derek. And Zaza Pachulia is running to get the rebound. The rebound caroms off the rim outside of his zone. He looks down and sees Russell Westbrook and Nick Young there.
And then he chops himself down like a tree.
He just falls down. And you know, when you ask Russell Westbrook anything after a game, he's going to be
ask him anything.
He's going to be a little testy, and he was that way with this reporter.
What do you mean, what happened? What do you think happened?
I don't know. I couldn't see.
Don't lie. Don't lie. You couldn't see. You saw the answer replay four times. What happened? Thank you. Don't ask me a dumb question. You know the answer to.
You think it was intentional?
Did you see it? What it looked like? What it looked like? Anybody touch him? Yes or no?
I didn't see the replay.
Oh, you didn't see it? But why are you asking about something you didn't see?
I just saw
it. Well, then, if you didn't see it, don't ask me a question. Don't ask me dumb questions. Obviously, it was intentional. So don't ask me, was it intentional? Nobody touched me, fell over my leg, tried to hurt me, you know. But hey, that's how I go.
You think that's something the NBA needs to look into more?
Hey, man, they'll see it and look at it. You know what I'm saying? They'll see it.
Do you think you've had a couple run-ins with Zaza? Do you think he's a dirty player?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right.
Russ is a special kind of jerk. Special, special kind of jerk. I don't have to like all jerks in the world. I like him, though. Zaza Pachulia has made a habit of this. Let's not forget San Antonio and Golden State were tied 1-1 before Kawhi Leonard's ankle injury that ended his postseason.
Right.
That was Zaza Pachulia. Everybody knows about a snake bite on the elbow, but putting a foot under a guy's landing spot, that's just dirty play. And we need to clarify, tough guys and dirty guys are two different things. I heard Colin Cowherd today talking about this is what the NBA loved, and this is the stuff that 30 for 30s were made on with Bill Laimbeer and Dennis Rodman. Yes, but guess what? That era of basketball had to go away. You know why? Because the people who were consuming the game thought it was thuggery and thought it was too rough and too tough. And the freedom of motion that makes the game beautiful was being stopped. So yeah, you can call it the soft era of the NBA, all those things. I hate when we conflate dirty player into tough guy. There's tough guys out there. Steven Jackson was a tough dude, right? Like there's guys that you're just not gonna cross them, or know that game's gonna be a little physical. Game's gonna be a little something extra. You know, certain teams you can run through. Other teams you got to pack a lunch. So yeah, I believe Zaza Pachulia is a dirty player and has been for a very long time. And how many stars does he have to hurt? And for Kevin Durant to respond the way he did, guess what? All you're doing if you're Zaza Pachulia is lining up the best players on that team to get the same treatment. If I'm Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and Kevin Durant and all these other dudes, you got to cut that out, man. You got to cut it out. It's a target on everybody's back on that team because of Zaza Pachulia.
Scoreboard update.
And Jason, you're so right about Russell Westbrook. He's a special NBA talent, but he is just a pain in the you-know-what.
Yeah, he's a jerk. He knows that people are there and they need to get something out of him, and he does not comply.
No, he doesn't play. He doesn't play the game,
yeah,
I guess.
Not at all.
He's angry a lot, and just wait until the off season when Paul George leaves. He's going to be really angry then.
Yeah, but you know, he thrives off that. No, it's not just the pay. I think that's him. I think that's in him. That's what makes him. You know, it's kind of like the guys we used to call the crusty old baseball guys who are always, you know, chewing nails. And I think he's just made in that cloth. Like, he's from that mold. And we don't have a lot of those guys around anymore. Not excusing it or whatever.
He's not there to make friends.
Yeah, not at all.
In a league that has a lot of very strong friendships, he's not somebody who plays that.
Exactly.
But still a special talent. I'll give him that. 4:31 from the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Nothing is better than rooting for your team in person as they push to the playoffs. Catch the Wolves at the Allstate Arena where they have won 14 of their last 15 games. Tickets starting at only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. So far, it's been a fairly busy day with our local sports teams. We start with the Blackhawks, who made not one but two trades today. First, sending Ryan Hartman and a fifth-round pick to Nashville for first and fourth rounders and a minor leaguer. Then sending Tommy Wingles Bengals to Boston for a conditional fourth or fifth round pick. Pro Football, the Bears today release linebacker Pernell McPhee and safety Quinton Demps, which gets them to $67 million under the salary cap. Next could be quarterback Mike Glennon. That'll get him a little bit further under. Baseball, top of the seventh inning out in Arizona, exhibition style. Seattle leading the Cubs 5-2. Brian Dunsing, in his one inning of work today, walking two, giving up four hits and allowing four runs. Bottom of the seventh, the White Sox leading Oakland 5-2. Michael Kopech, pretty good. Two innings, scoreless, three strikeouts, clocked at 101 miles per hour. Unfortunately, though, Sox prospect Jake Berger suffering a left Achilles tendon injury. A medical update, and it probably won't be a good one. That comes tomorrow. Hopefully it'll be good news, but not likely. NBA, the Bulls and the Nets tonight. Zach LaVine will sit this one out. From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the new radio home of the Bulls. Our next broadcast this evening against Brooklyn. It starts with Steve Cashel's pregame starting at 6:15, all right here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you've been waiting for this night. You have been waiting. You know, you throw out the record books, as they say. When the Chicago Bulls at 20-39 match up against the Brooklyn Nets at 19-41.
They need this loss.
Yeah, but this I don't know if they're Brooklyn bad.
Can they be for a night?
Mm-hmm. Oh, just for one
if
night.
Lowry Markkanen keeps up his recent play, it'll be just what you need.
Hey, Lowry, I feel you, baby. Just had a kid.
Waiting to hear sleeping. The old rookie wall thing.
But no. He's not sleeping. That dude looks like a tired basketball player running around out there. And you know how, like, when these guys get, like, the flu or, like, anything that we might work with or something like that, it's like, oh, it's like the $12 piece in a Ferrari. If you don't have it and the whole car is, you know, you can't manage it.
Well, some these guys are 100%ers, yeah.
Not even 100%, though. Like, somebody, it amazed me how a fever or a cold can cripple an entire
team. Not Michael!
an entire team. So, maybe, you know, when you have a baby and you don't sleep and you're doing your duty as a daddy, you can't get the shots up the way you used to. Your game gets a little rusty. You're always fine-tuning your game, especially as young as he is.
Just let Bobby Portis take every shot and see if he can get a 50 spot
and
at some
Bobby
point.
Bobby will be happy to do so as well.
Let's see. Look, if he gets 50 and you end up beating the Nets, you tip your cap to him.
Worst 50 in NBA history.
Oh, there's been a lot.
I'd ask him. I know who I thought of immediately.
Tony Delk?
Willie Burton.
For certain.
I think Willie got a 50.
Yeah, Willie got a 50s on that list. Yeah. Jamal's gotten a couple 50s.
Jamal's damn good, though.
Oh, you're saying the worst player to have gotten a 50.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Willie Burton.
Yeah, it's got to be, right? Like, Willie Burton.
Right, because everybody else, you're like, you know, Purvis Short.
Yeah,
and
Tony Delk was a tremendous shooter.
Yes, he was.
Tremendous shooter. But, yeah, you got Bulls Nets tonight right here on 670 The Score.
You had Duke Virginia Tech.
Ooh.
You got Texas.
When's the last time you were interested in a basketball game in Blacksburg, Virginia?
Texas at Kansas.
Now that's a little something there. Kansas.
I can see my guy Ostakowski.
Kansas. You can see my guy Bamba. La 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 Muhammad Bamba.
Yeah, you can still like just go and move him out of the post.
And he's still going to be a lottery pick.
I know.
Still going to change enough shots. Stay skinny forever,
so
kid.
So thin.
Dude, Nerlens Noel.
But Ostakowski is like stop college basketball guy out there.
You know how I feel about
it. He and the dude on Carolina, both big bags.
Oh, Luke May.
Luke May.
Stop. He's all right.
I really worked on my game.
He's all right. He's a decent college player.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, what are you doing?
He's just funny to me.
Funny how? What do you mean?
Those guys entertain me.
Oh,
they're college guys. You know, they're like big, lumbering college guys. Like, are you getting to camp?
Yeah. See, that's the thing. You're looking through the NBA eyes. I had to take my NBA eyes off when I watch college basketball.
You know, then they end up
take your NBA eyes off.
Playing in Bulgaria and muttering about how it's just a numbers game.
He's making a life for himself.
I know. I like Ostakowski.
You're not acting like it. You're acting like you want to watch him to make fun of him.
Kinda. But I like him.
Dan, he's playing Big 12 basketball,
damn
mister.
Right he is.
Yeah, that Kansas thing. Kansas might mess around and win the national championship.
Ooh, there it is.
I think so. just like I said, Philadelphia's going to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kansas, they've got old guy to NBA talent ratio that I like. Bill Self, still looking clean up top.
Yeah, but he's also getting a lot. You notice
that happens.
Not like Huggy Bear levels of dangerous.
No. That's Walking Dead. But yeah, that happens. As long as Bill, you know, is keeping whatever that is.
Keeping the top straight.
Yeah, right. Top down, top off. Yeah, but no, I watch a little bit of college basketball. I'm going to go play the violent pickup game tonight. I haven't played Monday Night Basketball in a while. So the Nigerian Nightmare and all the toe steppers out there.
I think I'll watch some of this. I think I will heckle my kid as he plays Fortnite because that's my new pastime.
I'm scared of that game.
My new pastime is heckling my kid as he plays Fortnite.
Any game that the entire country is talking about, I'm scared of. I tried to play Fallout for like an hour, and I'm like, no. This is going to consume way too much time. And that was when it first came out. Fortnite is like that. Like, everyone loves to talk about playing that game.
It's fun to watch when you're watching people who know what they're doing. So my kid doesn't really...
Does your kid know what he's doing?
Not quite. He finished third. You know, his best finish is three.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a bunch of top tens. It starts out with each game, there's 100 people on the island, and there's one person left standing. But you have to figure out what gun to use and when to use it. The really good... So,
can't walk off of it.
Can't walk off the island. But when you...
You are.
And I've learned that when he got eliminated, when he came in third and got eliminated,
six with six singles today.
We watched the last two. You can spectate when you're after you're out. Mm-hmm. You watch
the rest of the game.
Battle it out.
Yeah.
It's all about the building.
So you get put in a land and you have to assassinate the characters.
You launch into an island.
Okay.
And you take out your glider when you jump out and you can land where you can decide pretty much where you land.
Right.
And then it's every person, if you're playing in
team mode,
individual mode or team mode,
right.
And then it's the last person standing. And you have to get weapons and ammunition, and you can get potions that heal you up. There's all kinds of things.
Way too involved.
Grenades. And
way too intricate.
It's not easy. Because
what happened to Galaga?
Building, the people who are really good at Fortnite are people who are good at construction.
Mm-hmm.
At being
Teacher
able to arch, always
architects have, of America.
Well, it's the speed at which people can build. That's what separates the top fives every time
build
from everybody
wall.
Else. Well, it's
build that wall.
It's building higher ground. It's finding shooting positions. You know, the people who can stick and move and like get a sniper shot mm-hmm. off and then roll
I've seen some of the kills that people post.
Yeah,
where guys are jumping from like. You know, the sky
yes.
and falling on an unsuspecting character.
Yeah.
And it's like, sickest kill of Fortnite ever.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, just get me back to this year's Madden and this year's 2K.
It's a well-designed game. And I just hear on the speakerphone like five 13-year-old boys yelling at each other about
yeah.
who's got what weapon and who's – it's just complete chaos.
So it was like a night at Michael Jackson's house.
All right, guys.
I have a nomination for worst 50-point score ever.
Okay. Give me something.
Terrence Ross.
T. Ross is a better player than Willie Burton. Promise you that. And Shep, mm-hmm. I'm not lying to you. Willie Burton. Shep, when you were in shape.
He averaged
when you were
10
in shape,
points per game.
When you
and
were
he has
shape.
A 50-point game somehow.
Terrence Ross is a terrific athlete. Bad shot selection. And
doesn't mean he's a good basketball player.
I'm saying he's a
like
better...
Carl Lewis is a hell of an athlete at his prime.
His
like, you think he's going to be a great basketball player?
Shep with the old 92 basketball argument right there. No,
where's
Shep.
Terry when I need him?
Yeah, exactly. Shep, you in great shape in high school, right? You were a good basketball player, right?
I don't know about good.
You were a decent basketball. You on a team, right?
Sure.
Willie Burton is just a guy who was on a team, like NBA style. Like, he's just a guy on a team. Terrence Ross is a first-round pick.
Wait, Michael Carter Williams got a 50?
Oh, we got a new.
No
we got a new leader.
Is that right?
Really?
In Milwaukee?
A texter says he got...
Not in Milwaukee, in Philly. When they gave him the ball every possession for the first 30 games of
is
his rookie
right?
campaign.
If that's true, that's a winner.
Oh. MCW.
The 773 says, in Fortnite, can Polish Paul build an elevator shaft in the game?
I was thinking about it. To fall down, he kills himself.
Right. He kills himself and just jumps down.
He does all the construction, all the work.
Right. The entire time.
I hate you guys. All right, Tanny, what do you got tonight?
Well, you guys know women have been in the news a lot lately, and, you know, Women's History Month
these
is...
women today.
Yeah, what
I'm just saying that, you know, Women's History Month is steadily approaching here next month, March.
Really?
Yeah, that's Women's History Month.
I need to get up on mine. I apologize, ladies.
Yeah, and you know I love a good doc. So tonight, 8 o'clock on A&E, it's Jonestown, the women behind the massacre.
Jesus.
It's a look at the four women behind the 1978 Jonestown massacre. Just one of the mass murder and suicides, which left 918 people dead, was planned not only by cult leader Jim Jones, but by his all-female inner circle and members of inner circle, including wife Marceline Jones and his mistresses. So that's tonight, 8 o'clock on A&E.
You're the worst.
That build-up for that.
I'm telling you, an entire segment or like entire Netflix special of Chris Tannehill reading descriptions of television shows.
Yeah, Tannehill's been on one for a while now.
I'm in for that.
You had like a few of our female listeners like, look at Tanny bringing some diversity to the show. The women behind Jones. By the way,
now you got to say what he said. What did McCaffrey just say that will get us all fired?
No. Because it's either, is it the magic? No.
All I know is they're laughing really hard, and it has.
It's not the McCaffrey special. Okay. I'll just say
that. Yeah, right. Not Party Diamond Dry. Okay, McCaffrey. All right. I walk in because my Nicole's mom watched Jace Saturday night for a few hours. I walk in, and what's on the television? All the things that you can find on demand on X1, Xfinity. What's on the television when I walk in?
Project Runway?
No.
Paula Deen?
No. BET's Death Row Special?
No!
With Suge Knight and all the tapings.
Don't spoil it for me, what happened to Tupac. Yeah, Tupac. I haven't seen it yet. I got
Tupac
the DVR.
Died. Or as North told...
I dumped that, everyone.
As North told the joke once, what's Tupac spelled backwards? Kaput!
It's a good one.
That's not a good one! What's wrong with you? Why are you jumping in this?
Then he had to hug a Tupac there.
Oh, yeah, dude. Be careful, Shep. He's Twitter fingers turning trigger fingers. You got to be careful out here.
This segment has been brought to you by Tomorrow Sleep. Discover the new Tomorrow Hybrid Mattress. That's what he said. That's good. Pillows, bedding, and more by the sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding. Visit tomorrowsleep.com and use code DRIVE for $125 off. I have a basketball stat.
And we have a guest.
Oh, yeah, we do. I totally forgot about that.
Because he did me like that last week.
I'll do it. Aaron Torres is going to talk to us, and then I've got a basketball stat after the top of the hour. It's going to blow your mind.
Oh, I can't wait for my mind to be blown.
On 670, The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Standard equipment.
Hey, it's Jason. How are you doing? How was your weekend? Mine was pretty cool. I had brunch on Saturday, which is always fun because I love eggs and I love bacon and I love all the things that come with brunch. And yesterday was super cool for me because I said, hey, let's go out and get some lunch. We had brunch yesterday, lunch today, and then we got a spa treatment. Oh, couples massage. Oh, it was terrific. It was soothing. The aroma was quite pleasing. Guess what? You can do these things as well. You know how you can do them? By saving up a little extra money or by driving with Uber, becoming an Uber Drive partner. Because when you drive with Uber, you're your own boss and you earn extra cash on your schedule. And there's no one telling you when to come in or when to go. There's no calling in sick or having a scheduled time off. You take the time off when you want to. Plus, when you drive with Uber, you can earn more every week with tipping. If you got riders like me in the back seat, I tip because I know that the struggle is real. Riders can send you tips right from the app so you can add to your weekly earnings for the great service that you may offer. I like a clean car. I like a bottle of water in the back, and I like for you not to talk to me. Some people like a lot of conversation on their Uber rides. Maybe you find that rider. And thanks to Uber's Instant Pay, you can cash out up to 5 times a day, earn extra cash when it works for you for the things that matter to you, like that brunch or that lunch or that spa day. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
Class A drivers ready to rev up your career and join a growing team at their Burr Ridge terminal? Saia LTL Freight offers higher pay to experienced drivers, quality health insurance starting at $12 a week, sign-on bonus, great home time, and much more. Complete an online application and then interview with them 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. March 5th through March 7th. For event information and to apply prior to attending, go to SaiaCorp.com and click on careers. That's SaiaCorp.com and click on careers or email them at humanresources@saia.com.
Introducing the next revolution from Sam Adams, Sam 76. It took over 60 trials and 13,000 hours to perfect this refreshing union of lager and ale. Sam 76. Fill your glass. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Are you in the market for a dentist? Introducing Dr. Alan Elkis, owner of Smiles on Elston Dentistry. He wants to provide you a glowing, healthy smile and you to feel great about it. He offers simple, straightforward explanations, organized plans, and no hidden costs. Smiles on Elston is a gem in the heart of Jefferson Park, offering free street parking, outstanding Yelp reviews, a warm and friendly staff, and participation in most PPOs is offered. Don't wait any longer. It's time to visit the exceptionally painless dentist, Dr. Alan Elkis, at Smiles on Elston. Visit them today at smilesonelston.com or call 773-763-7000.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. Mitch contacted the nation's largest online lender, obsessed with their Rocket for a VA mortgage, but was overwhelmed by their ridiculously high closing costs. So he called Team Hochberg, which he should have done in the first place. Team Hochberg secured Mitch a lower rate with substantially lowered closing costs. When securing a VA loan, you can contact the largest online lender who finances the millions of dollars promoting their Rocket through higher rates and closing costs. Or you can call a trusted local lender who values the sacrifices you made for our country and has substantially lower closing costs and interest rates, because guess what? We don't have a Rocket. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358 and MLS 19186.
And offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We've done a lot of things for players. Nobody mentions it, the cost of attendance, all the stuff that's been done. Most players, and I'm just, you know, I'm pretty close to accurate, but most players get their full scholarship. If they have a need at all, if they have a need for Pell, they get about $15,000. And if you get a full scholarship and about $15,000 and you're a college student, you should be okay. It's not like it used to be when you had no cost of attendance. We give extra meal every day.
Oh, shut up already.
We feed them. We house them.
They should be happy.
What more do they want?
We give them cake.
Right. How much are they bringing in, Mr. Boeheim?
Aaron Torres covers college basketball for The Athletic, and he is on Twitter at Aaron Torres. He joins us now on The Score. So much is going on so fast, Aaron. What is next in this story for the short term and medium term?
I don't think there really is a next, guys, and thank you for having me. I mean, look, here's the bottom line is that, as I've said since this story first broke on Friday, if you look at the names that are involved in college basketball right now with the report, from the Yahoo report, I should say, most of them have been clear to continue to play. So we talk about Alabama with Colin Sexton. We talk about Kevin Knox in Kentucky. We talk about Wendell Carter and Duke. I mean, there are, you know, kind of long-term implications. And obviously, if you take the ESPN report with Arizona as separate, that's its own entity. But as far as what we learned from Yahoo, I don't really know what kind of impact it's going to have. I don't think anybody that was expecting to play in the NCAA tournament as of Thursday is not going to be eligible. And it's the same with players. So I know it felt like a bombshell, but I think as we peel back the layers here 2, 3, 4 days later, it might not be quite the bombshell that many believe.
Whenever there's a huge story like this, or what's supposed to be a huge story like this, a lot of misinformation gets out into the national bloodstream when it comes to covering these kinds of events. What have you heard, or what do you think is being misrepresented in this story?
Well, frankly, I mean, I think most of it, to be honest. I mean, look, first of all, you know, the ESPN report with Sean Miller is kind of a completely different entity because it's a different report, different circumstances, whatever. But when we're talking about the Yahoo report, let's be honest, guys, we are putting a lot of faith And for the record, this is not me criticizing Yahoo. This is not me criticizing the reporters who put out the report. They did their job. But the entire report is based on an expense account and emails from a noted con man. I mean, what nobody talks about in this case, Christian Dawkins, the man who's kind of at the center of this, he was fired by Andy Miller's agency because he ran up $42,000 in fake credit card charges on a client's credit card. That's a fact. That is indisputable. You can Google that right now. So to me, the idea that we are abiding and believing 100% that an invoice that he submitted or an email that he sent is 100% fact is you know, idiotic to me. I mean, I had two different people over the course of this weekend call me and say, hey, Aaron, who is this guy? Two people named on the report literally asked me, who is Christian Dawkins? I've never met this guy. And so to me, could my sources, the people that I trust be lying? Absolutely. But is there at least the possibility that, oh, by the way, that some of the expenses, some of the emails Christian Dawkins sent aren't 100% accurate? I think that's 100% fair.
Do you think teams are paying? Do you think teams pay players?
Do I think teams pay players?
Do you think players in players in college basketball are getting paid?
I do. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But I think that at the end of the day, it depends on one. You know, what is your definition of paid? I mean, Miles
giving
Bridges
money to.
Well, I understand that, but the point I was going to make was I think that there's a pretty big difference. I think we would all agree there's a pretty big difference between Miles Bridges' parents allegedly accepting less than $500 and Dennis Smith Jr. accepting $75,000. Mm-hmm. So to me, you know, if you want to talk egregious rule breaking versus getting a couple extra bucks, kind of as you let in with that Jim Boeheim mm-hmm. sound, I think those are two completely different things.
Well, if DeAndre Ayton and the talks of DeAndre Ayton are on wiretap, do you think there's a lone gunman here? Do you think that Arizona and Sean Miller are acting outside of these college basketball rules, or do you think that most of these big programs are engaging in this kind of behavior and they just got caught?
I think, to be perfectly honest, I don't think that if you wiretapped every single major head coach that very many of them would get caught on tape. Now, does that mean that the best players are maybe not getting kickbacks from agents, as we learned allegedly last week? Sure.
Or bag men close to the coaches, because usually that's – I mean, no coach is dumb enough besides what Sean Miller has engaged in. Very few coaches are dumb enough to actually talk numbers, dollars and cents about players on phones. But there are people close to these universities that I'm sure, you know, second and third party situations where you get what you need out of any bidders.
Yeah, and absolutely. And if you look back to the initial FBI probe in September, all of those situations were set up by assistant coaches close to the program. But what I would also add is that if you look at what came out from Yahoo the other day, Dennis Smith Jr., Bam Adebayo, Markelle Fultz are alleged to have accepted money before they ever came onto a college campus. So, you know, to kind of answer your question directly, do I think that coaches are aware a lot of times? Yeah, but I also think that there are a lot of times that agents and shoe companies are getting to these kids at 13, 14, 15 years old. That, to me, has kind of been some of the disappointing kind of quote-unquote reporting that's gone on in this story, is everybody wants to point at the NCAA and blame the NCAA. I don't really know what, you know, Lorenzo Romar is supposed to do when Markelle Fultz accepts money a year before he ever steps onto Washington's campus. So this is an incredibly fluid situation. I think the point you guys are bringing up is an important one, is that money is coming in from all angles. I think we all agree that there's a lot to peel back from this story.
Why does it seem so many are invested in the maintenance of the status quo when everybody involved might be better served simply blowing up the current NCAA model of supposed amateurism?
Well, see, this is where I would disagree with you guys, and I heard you guys kind of scoff at the Jim Boeheim comments. I think he's 100% correct. I think 99% of college athletes need that scholarship, need that education for something other than, you know, professional sports that they will spend the rest of their
career. Forget what they're doing after. What about the money that they're making, the money that they're generating while they're playing?
If you let me get to my answer, I will get there. The point I was going to make was that the NBA, everyone says pay the players, pay the players. If you look at the payments that came out, the alleged big payments that I was trying to get to, Dennis Smith Jr., Markelle Fultz, Bam Adebayo, these kids are getting paid in high school. Why are they even being forced to go to a college campus? And so I think that that solves 90% of the problem, you know, whatever, who knows what the percentage is, but it solves a lot of the problems if the NBA just figures out a way to get the players that everybody knows are going to be professional setting.
Forget the NBA players.
Trying to state that not the NBA actually playing in college basketball.
I'm not talking about NBA players at all. I'm talking about guys who are generating revenue as college players, regardless of whether or not they're going to be bankers or lawyers or anything else. While they are playing for a college, they are generating massive television revenue and receiving nothing for it. Forget the NBA for a second. What happens to the value of the actual college player?
Well, you know, it's a fascinating question. I mean, look, I think the easy answer is you just pay these players, but it gets into a lot of complicated issues I don't have the answers to. Listen, if I think it was as easy as you just write everybody a check, I think it would have been done by now. But you get into
all of the issues. I don't think it would have been done by